At the Rio Olympics, there are the usual powerhouses. Team USA with 555 athletes, Australia with 420, China more than 400. And then there are the tiny countries, overwhelmed but proud. NPR's Melissa Block went on a quest to find the tiniest of the tiny countries at the Summer Games.
And I find them speaking a mashup of English and Nauruan. This is Team Nauru. Nauru, the world's smallest island state. The Olympic athlete roster from Nauru is a grand total of two. To find Nauru, go out into the South Pacific from Australia and keep going, about 1,600 nautical miles. Nauru is just south of the equator. It's a poor island, ringed by a coral reef and littered with abandoned phosphate strip mines. How small is it?
About 10, 11,000 people, 22 square miles. It's very small.
That's the president of the Nauru Olympic Committee, Marcus Stephen, himself a three-time Olympic athlete in weightlifting. I happened to find him with his small delegation at the Olympic Athletes Village.
I think you have more people here at the Olympic Village than the whole population of Nauru.
Is that right?
That's how small we are, yeah.
Each sitting at the dining hall is like feeding our entire country.
That's Sean Oppenheimer chiming in. He's Team Nauru's chief of mission.
You come to an event like this and you see so many big countries. They've got hundreds of athletes, you know, people that you see on TV. And yet here we are, most likely half the people that are at the games probably has never heard of Nauru.
Half? I bet that's generous.
Living amongst them and competing against them is indeed a great honor.
Team Nauru is hard to miss at the village with their striking gold and violet uniforms. They're patterned with images of string figures. It's a kind of intricate cat's cradle, a traditional art in Nauru.
It's called a kawada.
Oppenheimer explains the Nauruan artists take loops of string around their fingers and create all kinds of shapes.
Birds, fish, stars, yeah.
The pattern on the Nauruan uniform is a kind of native mat, and Nauru's two Olympic athletes are wearing it proudly.
My name is Elson Brechtefiel.
Elson Brechtefiel, age 22, is a weightlifter, 5 feet 1, 123 pounds. Weightlifting is big in Nauru. He started training when he was just 10. And the Olympics, he says the games are a great equalizer.
Everybody's equal. No one is different.
But Brechtefiel finished toward the bottom of his weight class here in Rio. He hopes to compete in the next Summer Olympics in Tokyo. As for his teammate on this roster of two, Ovini Wera, who competed in judo.
It was pretty good knowing, even though there's only two athletes, I think we've made it. It's the big one.
Wera made it to the round of 16 before he was eliminated. He says everybody back home was awake at 3 in the morning watching him on TV. He's a hero in Nauru. And now that he doesn't need to worry about weight control, he can eat whatever he wants. So, what does an Olympian from Nauru crave most?
Probably Macca's.
McDonald's?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. You're in Brazil, you could eat anything.
We don't have that back home, so, yeah, probably head that. Take that one first and I'll do the others later.
You're not just saying that because they're an Olympic sponsor, are you?
Nah.
With Tiny Team Nauru, I'm Melissa Block, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.